It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Kenny Driggs with West Coast Shore Support and Ted Hinckley. And we're going to talk with Ted. Maybe you know Ted. Maybe you've heard Ted on the radio before. He did all of the programming and brought in all the acts for Culture Connection in Price. He did some of the things for International Days as well. And he's getting ready for another great season of Culture Connection again next summer. But Ted has this piece of music called Christmas a la Vivaldi, and this is the third year they've done it at the Rio Theater in Helper. It's coming up on December 16th, and we brought these gentlemen in to kind of talk about it and get a little bit more information behind the piece of music itself. Kenny and Ted, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks, Dave. Man, happy to be here.
So, Kenny, we're going to kind of start with you because your baby is the Rio Theater up there in Helper, and that's where this is all going to take place. So this is now, I believe we were talking, this is the third year that we've had Christmas a la Vivaldi, and it's kind of just grown, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's a beautiful piece of music, and as we're trying to make that space a beautiful listening room, it's been a perfect combination. And like you said, third year, and we've been continuing to work on the acoustics of the room, and we have improved our lighting system even since last year. So for me, it's always a great opportunity to do what I love to do, which is production design, lighting design, and creating a beautiful listening experience for the audience.
And the other great thing about it is if you're going to be Utah's Christmas town, you have to have something like this every year, don't you?
Yeah, I think it's a great addition. Everybody has spoken to how much they like the show, that it does feel already like a long-running tradition. We've had regulars already get their tickets, and it's exciting. And it's actually going to vary a little this year, too. It's always a two-part show, so the first part is a little different this year, and pretty cool.
All right, so I'm going to let you kind of handle the introduction here on Ted, because Ted is one of those guys that if you are a musician or if you know a musician in the state of Utah, chances are they know Ted. Right?
Yeah, and when I was 11 years old, I met Ted by jumping over his fence to get in his hot tub. Because I just used to live by him as a kid, and he knew my dad. And I went away and haven't been in Utah for over 20 years, but I just came back during the pandemic. And as we activated the Rio, I realized Ted lives an hour from here, and just started to learn how connected he is to the music industry and how many people here in Utah he knows, and really throughout the whole industry. So I reached out to Ted, and he helped start booking great concerts at the Rio, and brought Christmas a la Vivaldi to us, and it's been exciting to work with him.
So, Ted, let's bring you in now, and as we talk about Christmas a la Vivaldi, I'm just going to kind of let you set the stage for it. Like, you know, where did the idea of this come from? And I know that you had you hired the gentleman to kind of write it and handle all the music parts and all of that stuff. So I want you to kind of cover that all.
All right. So Christmas a la Vivaldi was written by Nick Greer, a really talented composer, lives in the Phoenix area now. And Nick, first he did some other Christmas music for me. We did a Joy to the World, and it sounded just like Handel. And I'm like, oh, this is great. You know, we got Joy to the World sounds just like Handel would have done it. Nick, what else? What if we tried? And so literally I said, like, let's do one Vivaldi thing where you take the Four Seasons, one of the most famous compositions kind of of all time, and let's infuse a Christmas melody. And we did one, and I didn't know what we were going to do after the one, right? But we just kept, let's do another. And all of a sudden we had a 13-movement Christmas a la Vivaldi. I go and do classical music recordings in Prague, and I went over there and recorded it. We have a lovely recording. And
that's on Spotify and Apple Music.
Yeah, yeah. Christmas a la Vivaldi. And it's it does very well. And so we went, and the National Symphony wanted to play it. Utah Symphony wanted to play parts of it. And kind of when Kenny moved back here and we started hooking up, I'm like, I've always wanted to put on a show of this. And so we came up with the idea of putting on a show. And so the core of the show, the second half of the concert, is always Christmas All of Vivaldi. And so first thing I had to do was find an amazing soloist. And I found Rosalie McMillan, who's incredible. Anyone who's come to the show or comes to the show will know how good she is. And put a little group together, harpsichord, you know, the traditional Vivaldi orchestra. And
it's a full chamber orchestra. He says little group, but, you know, I'm squeezing a lot of people on that stage.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's super fun. And then each year, what we've done, so it's the core of the show has always been this All of Vivaldi. And then what we do in front of Vivaldi, some chamber Christmas stuff. A lot of people would know the Brandenburg Concerto. Technically not a Christmas piece, but it was featured in Die Hard, the ultimate Christmas movie, and so we always do the Brandenburg Allegro from Brandenburg 3. And then this year, for the first time, Bellevue, a husband and wife who, they're kind of on the countryside, but they're very versatile singers, they're opening, and so they're going to play alone for a couple of songs. Then we're going to bring in the chamber orchestra, and they're going to play some stuff alone. And then Caden and Summer are going to do some stuff with the orchestra. So I'm super proud of the first half this year. It is a really good half. We commission all these orchestrations. They're ours. So Caden plays guitar and Summer sings, and they sing together. And then that group, those two with the string group, it's going to be incredible. And after Vivaldi, we've always ended with sing-alongs. And so,
and that's what I was going to say too, is you can't have a Christmas concert like this without having a sing-along usually. And I think we've even talked about that, Kenny, the last couple of times when you've come in to talk about this. It's an amazing night of music. It really is. And nothing, if this doesn't get you into the Christmas spirit, I mean, you're only at a day of show, you're only like a week away. This better get you there.
Last year, I had some of my, I've lived in music in Utah most of the last 30 plus years and worked with some of the best. And a couple of friends came down and saw the show last year, and they felt like, first off, the most exciting new piece of string music I've heard written. That's what one of them said. But they just feel like it's just almost a perfect Christmas concert. And I've put on many Christmas concerts. I was on the Wasatch Front, pretty famous, Kurt Bester's Christmas concerts. I worked on the first one, and Kurt's a good friend of mine. We talk most days. I've learned, I put on a lot of Christmas concerts, and I know what works and what doesn't work. And all these years was up support, and finally I had a work and I had a stage, and this opportunity came up to create my own show. And I like to think that my 30 plus years of kind of watching and learning really come forward in our execution of this show.
All right. So now, once again, Christmas All of Vivaldi, December 16th at the Rio in Helper. Kenny, I'm going to let you give us the details.
Yeah, most importantly, we have to thank the Helper Arts Alliance because they are our biggest sponsors this year, helping us. And last year, the Tony Basso Group, with their support. Every year, we've had so much local support to produce the show. It's a lot of players on stage, so we're really, really grateful to our sponsors for their help. And we are going to be on the 16th, Saturday the 16th. Or is it Friday?
It's Saturday the 16th.
Saturday the 16th, 7 p.m. So we'll open doors at 6:30. And if you buy your tickets in advance, it's $15. You can find the Eventbrite link on the Helpers Rio Theater on Instagram or Facebook. And it'll be $20 at the door. It's quite the show, and I hope people can make it out.
Just make it up there. It's going to be a great show. Christmas All of Vivaldi, as I said, once again, we've been speaking with Kenny Driggs and Ted Hinckley. Gentlemen, thank you so much for taking out the time to come in, and thank you for bringing this show to our area. You know what? It's great. Get out there and go see it and have a great, great evening of great entertainment. Guys, thank you once again.
Thank you for having us.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.